Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and we'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God, our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. And they're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the founder, and the lead pastor, the senior pastor, is Bishop Kevin Jones. And they have services every Sunday morning, starting at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and they also have worship service starting at 10 a.m. And they have Bible studies every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook and YouTube, and you can also go to their website at comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. So I thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
You are great, yes, you are holy one. Walked upon the sea, raised that air. Reign in majesty, my God. Everything routine about you is great. You are great, yes, you are. One, one. Walked upon the sea, waited. You reign in majesty, my God. Everything routine about you is great. You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
Oh, yeah.
You are great.
Say you are great.
You are great.
Say you are great.
You are great.
Everything, yeah.
Everything about you is great.
You are great. King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, so great you are, doing marvelous things. Everything about you. Yeah.
I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. You are great. If we can say one thing about God this year, it would be, God, you are great. Fight how this year has gone. And because how this year has gone, you are great. Just think about this time last year, how we were preparing for the year 2020. And once 2020 came, we're all excited. We're going to see God's glory revealed. We're going to see the windows of heaven pouring out blessings. We're going to see. And whatever we see, we will get. This the excitement that we had going into the year 2020. And once 2020 came, it wasn't but a few months and it seemed like all of Satan's schemes, plans, tricks had just poured out upon us. So when we look at everything that has gone on in the year 2020, and to be where we are going into the year 2021, there's only one thing that we can say. God, you are great. He's still seated on the throne. He's still blessing us. He's still protecting us. You are great, God. Hallelujah. Well, I thank you once again for calling in. I prepared a message. Well, actually, I didn't prepare it. I had a scripture that I was going to talk about. But when I got up this morning, the Lord said this: I want you to talk about my goodness. That's all I want you to do, is talk about my goodness. So that's what we're going to do today. And we're going to start We're going to start in Psalms. Psalms, the 25th chapter. Starting at verse 1. Psalms 25, starting at verse 1. And it reads, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old." Verse 7 says, "Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord." I want to read 7 again. It says, "Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thy me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord." So we're going to talk about the goodness of God. The goodness of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us once again to come into your presence, to sit at your feet, to sit on your lap, lay on your bosom, to hear your heartbeat, God, to receive what you will have to say to us, to encourage us, to equip us, to build us up, to prepare us to go into this world and be your representatives, to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth, to be the example. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your goodness, Father. Thank you for being so good despite everything that is going on in this year 2020. We thank you and we praise you just for who you are. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. The goodness of God. Goodness. Let's look at the word goodness. Goodness. The quality or state of being good is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. God is good. Another definition, the nutritious, flavorful, or beneficial part of something. The nutritious. Thou shalt not eat bread alone, but the word of God. The Word of God is our nutrition. And it says the flavorful, oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. God is good. A beneficial part of something. Beneficial. But my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's the benefit of God, that He will supply every one of our needs. The goodness of God. So let's look at that verse again. Verse 7. It says, remember not the sin of my youth. Thank you, Jesus. Nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake. So it has nothing to do with us. Has nothing to do with how good we think we are. It's all about His mercy. It's all about who He is. Goodness' sake. Because He is good. God created all things for His own pleasure and glory. And that He might make Himself known by manifesting His goodness. That's how He makes Himself known. By manifesting His goodness. Let's turn to Exodus. Exodus, the 33rd chapter. And we're going to start at verse 1. Talking about the goodness of God. And it reads, and the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. That sounds like a promise. He said, unto thy seed will I give it. Will I give what? Let's keep reading. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. So the Lord was explaining to Moses, I'm going to give this land to thy people, but I'm not going with it because they're stiff-necked, they're hard-headed, they're disobedient. And then verse 4 says, and when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. For the Lord had said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore, now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Hor. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass, when Moses went out unto the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood, every man at his tent door, and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshiped, every man in his tent door. So this is what happened. Moses put the tabernacle outside of the tent, outside the vicinity of where the people were. And so, in order for him to worship God, he had to leave the people. He had to go outside and meet God. So the people were used to having the meeting place inside of the tent, where now they could only stand at their door and see Moses afar off. Sounds like the church is being shut down in the year 2020, where each individual had to seek God for themselves. Could no longer go inside the churches. No. Because it's a personal relationship. So the norm had been changed. We spoke about a new normal, a new way of worshiping God has to become personal. So in verse 11, it says, and the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. It's a personal decision. No matter what we're facing, no matter what laws are put in place, no matter what ordinances are put in place, we must not depart out of the tabernacle. We must stay in the presence of Almighty God. Says it is noticeable that Aaron, who had been with Moses in all the journeys, was now missing during this period of probation because he himself had sinned along with Israel. And Moses was the one who God appointed to be the priest. Says after the intercession, Aaron was back in his old position. He was anointed and served about 38 years after that as high priest in the wilderness experiences. So even though we've in the past depended upon churches, depended upon pastors, depended upon ministers, priests, now things have changed, where we had to personally seek God for ourselves. So this was the challenge in the year 2020. So when we look at the beginning of 2020 and we look at when the church is closed, this is a personal question. Where are you now? Where are you now? Verse 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Verse 15 says, and he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. That's the word for 2021. I'm going to read that again. Verse 15. And he said unto him, this is God having a face-to-face personal relationship, a conversation with God, said, and he said unto him, thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. So, Father, if your presence does not go with us, carry us not into the year 2021. Is that your confession today? For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. But why is that? Why did Moses find grace in the sight of God? And why did he know Moses by his name? Because Moses took it upon himself to go outside the camp. To seek God for himself. He chose to have a personal relationship with God, to speak with him face to face, to meet with him, to talk to him. It says God would talk to Moses like he was a friend. You don't become friends without spending time with each other. You don't become friends without knowing each other's name. I can say the names of all of my friends because I spent time with them, because I know them. And we can talk at any time. That's the kind of relationship that God and Moses had. Verse 18, it says, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. This is Moses asking God to show him his glory. And he said, and God said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. He said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Says, besides showing Moses his glory as expressed in his back parts or the after effects and glimpse of the glory after it had passed by, God gave Moses a further revelation of his character and infinite nature. The Hebrew for goodness is tuwa, T-U-W-B, which means superlative good, the best of a person, his beauty. So the goodness of God could refer to the infinite beauty or glory of God, which was to pass before Moses while he was hid in the cleft of the rock. while he was hid. While the churches were closed down, while he was hid in his own home. Still showed Moses his goodness. He still showed Moses his beauty, his best. So when we look at the year 2020, have you seen the goodness of God? Have you seen his glory? Have you seen his best? Have you seen his beauty? God is great. Thank you, Father. You have been so good in the year 2020. During this, what we call a pandemic, you still blessed us. You've still protected us. You've still been with us, brought us to this place where we can look back and say, God is great. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's continue in verse 19. I'm going to read it again. It says, and he said, I will make all my goodness, I will make my glory, I will make the best part of me, I will make my beauty pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. And will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. Glory to God. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen, even the back part of God is beautiful. Even the back part of God is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. The goodness of God. So have you seen his back parts this year? Have you seen his glory? Have you seen his beauty? God is good. Now let's turn to I want to point something out what we just read. In verse 20, he said, and he said, this is God speaking to Moses, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me. That is, he was saying that you cannot see my face in my usual glory and in the light that I dwell in, which no man has seen nor can see. See, Moses was, he was then looking upon the visible face of God's spirit body to see him in all of his glory. It would have killed him. No flesh can dwell in the full glory of God. There's only one person that has done that, and that's Jesus. Why? Because he lived a sinless life. So this flesh, these bodies that we're in, this humanly form, cannot dwell in the full glory of God because of sin. So what we must do is be born again. For it says in John 3 that you cannot even see the kingdom of God except you be born again. And see in verse 20, it says, and he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me. There is a place by me. Where is Jesus? Seated on the right hand of God. As we touched last week, St. John, the 14th chapter, starting at verse 1. And it reads, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. So what did God tell Moses? He said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. Well, who is that rock? Jesus. Glory to God. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock. So while his glory passed by, Because in order for Moses to see the hind part of God, there cannot be the hind part of God without the fullness of God. But in order for the fullness of God to pass by Moses, he had to hide him in the cleft of the rock. Glory to God. Can you see that? And after the fullness of God had passed by, he was able to see his hind parts. For he said that, I will put thee in a cliff of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass. Glory to God. That's his protection. So while the fullness of God has passed through the year 2020, he's protected us with his hand. And now we're at the end of the year 2020 where we can see his hind parts. Glory to God. We can see his goodness. We can see his glory. We can see his best. We can see his beauty. Hallelujah. But where do we have to be? He says, I go to prepare a place for you. We back in St. John 14. And verse 3 says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, where is he? He told us where he is. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. So he's seated at the right hand of God. And he said, when he comes back, he will receive us and take us to that place that he's seated. Glory to God. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Here comes the cliff. Here comes the rock. Here comes the hand of God. Verse 6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. Hallelujah. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man can see the fullness of God except they are hidden in me. So Jesus was saying, I am the rock. I am the cliff. I am the hand of God. I am your protection. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Jesus is the goodness of God. Jesus is the glory of God. Jesus is the best of God. Jesus is the beauty of God. Hallelujah. The goodness of God. The year 2020 has been the year of God's glory being revealed. I was looking at the first message of the year, TNT, the 2020 blessing, where God spoke a word. He said, only by the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit will you see results this year. And they will come through obeying what I tell you to do. This is the year of my glory being revealed. Glory to God. So whatever you see, I also will see that it comes to pass. TNT is the Trinity blessing. I am going to manifest my light in you to expose all darkness. So people will plainly see the difference between he that's in the world and he that is in you, because I am so much greater, and heaven is about to explode with showers of blessings. Glory to God. That is the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your best. Thank you for your beauty, God. Thank you for being with us through this year, 2020. And we look forward to the year 2021, because your glory will lead us. Your glory will be with us. Your glory would carry us. Thank you, and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Glory to God, the goodness of God. I see someone wants to make a comment or give a praise report. And if so, you can just push the number one, and I'll click you in, amen. I see the first three is 404, last four, 1826. You're on the air. You can go ahead, you're on the air. Glory to God. Guess we're having some difficulties. Thank you once again for calling in. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Woodley. Love you. Bless you. Talk to you next week. The goodness of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.